What are your thoughts on smacking the kids? Something that you still practice, or something of a bygone era? Well, smacking is banned in all South Australian schools, but parents are still allowed to use corporal punishment. And this puts us out of step with other jurisdictions, other states, territories, and other countries. Joining me now is Children and Young People Commissioner Helen Connolly. Helen, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Graham.
Smacking. I would have thought that it was of another era and had no place today, but there is still provision and parents can do it.
Absolutely. Luckily, it is becoming less acceptable. So particularly our younger people who will be parents soon, they don't see a place for smacking. But pretty common, like 40-45% of our over 65 think it's a pretty necessary part of parenting. So we've got, I think it's a kind of an age divide here between how we view smacking.
What do you say to people of that era and that ilk who say, you know, smacking is okay? What argument do you use?
Yeah, look, I think one of the things, and so we don't really know why people think it's okay, but most of it is a bit of, look, I was smacked as a child and I turned out okay. So I think there's that. I guess one of the things we'd say to that is it's a bit like, you know, a lot of people who smoke never got lung cancer. Does that mean smoking's not is okay? I mean, I think there are some individual kind of experiences that don't translate to the whole population. So what we know is there's been some recent studies done after the Royal Commission into Institutional Sexual Abuse. They said, look, how prevalent is kind of child abuse more broadly? So there's been some studies done now in Australia, some local studies that say it is still quite common. So I think it was like 60% of the young people that were surveyed had experienced corporal punishment during their childhood. For those, it actually doubles the risk of them having mental health problems. So one of the things we know is it's not good. There is no real positive from it at all. So it does damage. But as you said in your intro, it's actually being recognised around the world. Even Cuba last month has been the 64th country to outlaw it. So we are kind of, we've got loads and loads of experiences now from everywhere that says it's time to get rid of smacking as a reasonable thing for parents to do to children.
Is there any pushback or any reason why South Australia hasn't fallen into line with other jurisdictions?
I just don't think it's probably, you know, I think things have their time and their place where they kind of get raised enough that people start going, oh, actually, we hadn't really thought about it. We clearly thought about it in schools, so we outlawed it in schools. Some school jurisdictions in Australia still allow. It's not desired, but it's not outlawed. So I think this is about it having its time now. We've done some studies. There's an alliance of kind of people across the country who are saying surely now's the time, particularly in the light of all the other conversations we're having about violence in our community. We're saying actually children just need the same protections in the law as adults do. You can't hit another adult. So let's just have that across the board. You can't actually hit anyone, and that's kind of the foundations for, I guess, improvement and progress as a society.
What would you say to someone say, well, you know, I don't hit them hard, it's just a little tap?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because I remember, I'm old enough to remember when people used to call domestic violence love taps. Mm-hmm. You know, people would say it was just a kind of smack, it wasn't a punch, it wasn't all those things. I think what we're saying is that's just semantics, really. What you have to say is, you know, it's how the person experiences it as well as how you intended it. So I don't think we can get away with saying it was just a, I think it's now saying, no, let's just get rid of it. But I have to say, one of the things I found really interesting this year is I get a lot of postcards and kind of data sent from primary school children, like thousands and thousands of these things. One of the themes I've picked up, and I'm just doing initial analysis, is more kids are talking about smacking and about parents being kind of yelling and them feeling a bit scared. I think it may, you know, I don't know, I think it's a COVID thing. I think one of the things we said was COVID had an impact on the stress and pressure families were under. So I'm wondering if we've had a bit more of a harsher parenting response, and kids certainly have been picking up on it in the kind of comments they're writing that I haven't read over the last 3 or 4 years I've been doing this piece of work.
So obviously the government is aware of your thoughts on this and the research you've done. Have they are they proactive? Are they wanting to do anything positive?
Well, I think, you know, I released on International Human Rights Day, I released 7 kind of reports that say this is how well, and we've made some progress in a whole range of areas, and then there are things that still left to be done. They do know our response in this way. You know, I'm hoping that the government, as they work through all of these reports, do have some responses to kind of progress it. I think in terms of the smacking stuff, maybe they've thought there've been other priorities and so this hasn't been prioritised. I would hope that maybe it's something we can actually do here. It's a kind of technical piece of legislation, so I'm hoping that the attorney might actually think that it's something that he can get a win on.
Yeah, you think it's a no-brainer. I mean, what party or politician in their right mind is going to vote to retain smacking?
Yeah, I think one of the things we have to do, though, is recognise that we can't just change laws. So changing a law is one thing. It's about then saying, OK, for the people who go, well, what do I do? What's the alternative? How do I do parenting differently? Because what I'm used to is what I've known and grown up with. So we do have to put some supports and resources in to ensure that people can parent without smacking. So I think maybe that's the bit that people get a bit worried about. Well, what are those resources and how do we kind of get out to our children's centres or through other networks? How do we encourage parents to use non-physical punishment to actually ensure their children are safe? Because people will often say, well, you know, I'm just stopping them from doing something silly or unsafe. Well, they say, look, there's a whole heap of other ways we can do that, which means that you feel better as a parent, and the child definitely does, because you're not resorting to smacking. But people need that information. We know, you know, we're not born with that. So alongside a change of law always needs to be then a change, some education to the community about, well, these are things you could do, and then also then support to say, well, this is how you do it. Because one thing to have information, as we know, there's plenty of information in the world, doesn't mean we know what to do with it. So how do we have all three? We need a change of law, then we definitely need some kind of more awareness of different things you can do, and then the support to help you do it.
Is there any access to that sort of information at the moment?
It's Parenting SA, certainly. So the Parenting SA guide, Parent Easy Guides, they used to be called, I'm not sure if they are anymore. They've got a whole suite of information on this and other topics related to parenting, for not just for new parents, but for different ages and stages as well, because, you know, parenting's a day-by-day kind of change, isn't it? So they do. So they're part of health, so part of CAPS, I'm pretty sure. So I think if we look, if people can go and look at that, they're great. They're really easy, kind of, this is what to do in the event of, or if your child's not sleeping, eating, or if you don't want to smack, or whatever it might be.
Wonderful. Helen, great to talk with you.
Great. Thanks, Graham.
Helen Connolly, Children and Young People Commissioner.